Hey folks, Stanford here with a special edition of Florida Condo Crisis, Fact or Fiction. So the reason why I'm doing this is I was doing my research for my forecast and housing and interest rates and so forth for 2025. And I came across an interesting article. This was an article through here, but I want to show you a clip it from CNBC talking about the crisis in Florida. Now, I do have my own reporting in here because I actually have a place down in Florida. So after the clipping from CNBC, I'm going to show you highlights of me talking about and walking around our condo complex and also commenting on some of the information that the CNBC article has. So there's some truths about it. There's some exaggerations about it, but I'm living it at this time. So I wanted to give you my take on this and then give you some of the data that we're actually showing. And the one reason why I brought this one up is another, you know, people been talking about housing crash since 2021. And if you've been watching my channel for any length of time, you know how I feel about that. So this is going to be another piece of the puzzle where people are going to be like, oh my God, the world's going to end again. So I'm going to show you a lot of this data and how housing prices have, especially in these areas, have changed over the last 2, 3, 4 years. And going back and also proving to you the housing crash wasn't there, isn't there, and will this project or escalate us into a crash in Florida in condos? That's what we're going to talk about in this video. So without further ado, let's get over to the condo crisis information that we have from CNBC. Then we'll elaborate a little bit off of that for housing data. Then I'm going to give you a walkthrough of my condo and our complex and what it looks like and where we are at that on that project as we speak. So let's get over to it, see what CNBC has to take on this.
After the deadly Florida condominium collapse in Surfside back in 2021, state lawmakers required condos that are at least 30 years old to do inspections, make repairs, and gather reserve funds for future repairs. The deadline is the end of this month. Those new rules are already having a huge impact on the market and on prices. Diana.
So listen to what she just said. And the reason why I stopped it, she said they're due the end of this month. And this was actually in, let's figure out what date this was. Was it in December or in November? I think it was 7 days ago. So let's say it was December. So by the end of December, she's saying all the data has to be in and all that other. That's the first piece of this puzzle where that information isn't exactly 100% on the button. So let's go over some more data.
Diana Olick joins us right now with more on this. What's happening, Diana?
Well, good morning, Becky. Yeah, as the inspections are done, the bills are coming due. And for some associations, costs are in the millions of dollars, meaning condo owners are on the hook. Roughly 1 million units fall under the jurisdiction of the new rules. Some owners are hoping to sell. Others are walking away already. And still others are looking to investors to bail them out. Longtime Florida real estate analyst Peter Zalewski calls it the condo cliff.
Okay, so there's going to be one take on this. Actually, there's going to be two takes on this. This gentleman's going to come in at first and it's a condo cliff. He's dismal. He's going to say it's worse than ever. Then we're going to have a young lady that kind of counters this. So this is, again, why I'm giving you all the data and point counterpoints, and then I'm going to give you actually factual data so you can make up your decision on what you think is going to happen next.
Is effectively, I would compare it to what we saw in during the Great Recession, which is effectively zombie buildings. These are the units where a small minority are going to have to basically bear the cross or pay for everyone else who's not able to pay, whether they can't or they choose not to pay.
In South Florida, which is Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties, 3/4 of all the condo units for sale are more than 30 years old and subject to the new rules. So in the usually busy summer season this year, sales were down 21.5% year over year, the average price down 2.4% in Q3. Active listings were up 60%. Stefania Mogollon is an agent in Miami who says the pool of buyers now is extremely limited. So sellers have to either pay assessments first or slash their price. But there is another exit.
Building behind me has been agreed in majority to sell to a large investor who's going to tear down the building and put a luxury waterfront property. I think it's safe to say that foreclosures or short sales may happen. I don't know yet. I haven't seen many yet because, again, the investors are buying out the buildings that they feel are in a desirable location.
While the prices were only down 2% in the summer season, Zalewski says it was only in September that the area really started to get bombarded with information about what was coming. And now, of course, there is a lot of buyer regret.
Yeah, it sounds like things could get worse before they get better.
Absolutely. That's why he's calling it the cliff, is at the end of this year when these new rules go into effect and people start to see the bills they're hit with. You know, a lot of folks there are retirees. They simply can't afford it.
I get what they're saying, but let me give you my context on this. Is we've already paid all of our assessments at the condo that I have. The work is almost done. So let's get over to this report that I'm giving you right now so you can kind of see the walkthrough that I did of the area. And then we come back, I'm going to show you what housing data looks like for my specific area that I have, that's Cocoa Beach, and then the rest of Florida. So let's look at my walkthrough, and then we get back. Going to talk about the prices and what I'm expecting in 2025.
Hey folks, Dan Friel here down at Cocoa Beach, Florida. And one of the reasons why I came down this time was I really wanted to explain there is a condominium crisis down here. So there's a report out on CNBC about 2 weeks ago that I wanted to elaborate on. And I knew I was coming down to Florida at this time, so I figured I would just show you guys it is real. So what's going on right now is if you're in the coast, basically from Daytona Beach all the way down to Miami, there is a crisis when it comes to condominiums. Several years ago, a condominium fell in Miami that caused a ripple effect all the way down, up and down the coast. So now if the property is built previously to 1970, you need to get these repairs done immediately. If your condo is built prior to 1970, you still have to do a lot of analysis and a lot of work on these buildings. But here's the building that we own in. There's one property for sale. There's not a lot of properties for sale in this building. The good thing about a lot of the properties that you have here in the coast is it's generational. People have bought into these condos. It's hard. They really don't go to the public for sale. A lot of times family members, they'll jump in and scoop these up, as well as a lot of investors right now. So what's happening now is on average, most associations are charging each homeowner, each unit, approximately on average $90,000. $90,000 to get all these repairs done. Our building was comparable to that, but our homeowners association also has tripled in the last 2 to 3 years. So the crisis down here is real. I talked to many, many investors and realtors down here. There's not a crash and doom, because investors are just waiting on the brink of things. And if the market starts to deteriorate, they'll jump right in and scoop these properties up, especially if it's a building on the beach. Those are the most sought after, but unfortunately right now, those are the most costly when it comes to home ownership. So this is what's going on in our complex. You can see there's all kind of different things through here. They just put in new elevators, they're putting in a new parking garage. They put in all new decks. They're painting everything, resurface the pool. There's approximately, like I said, $70,000 per unit that people are having to pump into this. Now the problem arises, let's say you're a senior citizen, you've been here for years and years and years, you're thinking, okay, now you're settled in with your Social Security, maybe a little pension, now your association fees just tripled, and now you also have to come up with $70,000, or they're going to put a lien on your property. What do you do? So that's the dilemma people are facing. So I'm going to come out with videos in the future, maybe to help out those in that need. But there, again, we want to just emphasize there is a true need right now for all this work to be done, but it comes at a cost. Thanks for watching.
Okay, so that's actually boots on the ground. You see it, you saw it. I'm not going to show you the checks that I wrote to pay those things, but everything that I just provided was actual factual. Let's get over to the housing data now that we talked about. So if you go to Zillow and you just go to research and data, what I want to show you guys is where you can find home appreciation in multiple areas. But let's just first go to Zillow because it's kind of easy to find. Go down through here. And what we want to see is what has happened so far in the country. And let's take a specific look at Florida right now, because that's what this video is about. So you stop at the top of the heap. San Jose, California has the highest appreciation throughout the country. Right now, it's 7.5%, so far cry from a crash. I'm here in Chicagoland area. We have still a 5% appreciation here, and we have it usually every year, 4 to 5%. So I've been telling you that for the last couple of years. But let's get down and find those Florida areas. So let's go down here, Detroit, Michigan. We got, where is the Florida? Now we start right through here. Florida, Miami, it didn't have a great appreciation, but it didn't crash. Remember, people, it's going to be worse than 2008. House prices dropped at that point about 30, 40, 50% in some areas. So it's not there yet, folks. So I know there's going to be tons of videos in 2025. A housing crash can be worse than ever, but please do your research before you or after you watch those videos so you can debunk them. Let's keep going down through here. You got Orlando. That's not on the coast. It's basically flat. Jacksonville down 0.67. Again, year over year, folks. And then we have Tampa down 1.89%. So that's what we're seeing right through there. Let's get some specific news. This is the Cocoa Beach area. This is where I'm kind of optimistic, or I'll say pessimistic, about there's not going to be, you know, is there going to be foreclosures and short sales? Well, if you bought in the last year or two, maybe. Okay. But if you bought prior to that, look at this is a chart of the last 5 years. And I can validate this, these numbers. Let's go through here. 5 years ago, if you were to buy a house down in Cocoa Beach area, the asking price would have been, or the average price then would be about $300,000. Okay. 308 specifically. What is it today? 490. Okay. So you're up, what, almost $200,000. So you probably have some room here to work with those association bills. Like I said, personally, ours was 70,000. I think that's pretty much right on point where the average was. I think the average was between 50 and 90. So 70 is right about in the middle there. I know a lot of people are going to tweet me, no, it's 75,000, but you know, that's what it is there. So this is what's happening. So is there going to be a massive foreclosures and short sales? Probably not because of this huge run up into that market. Don't believe that data. Let's get a, here's data for Florida, the whole state of Florida. So let me move my chart out of the way or my head out of the way. Here's what happens in the prices of homes in Florida over the last couple of years. So here's that big drop in 2008 to 2010 or 11. If you don't know, if you really don't know what happened during these timeframes, please do your research. You can watch several of my videos. I talk about this all the time, what happened. And it wasn't just because, well, home prices went up, so they had to come down. No, there's much, much more than that. And then a lot of people keep saying, well, yeah, we had a rapid appreciation, but in June of 2022, that's when it peaked out and everything's crashing from then. Well, it didn't happen that way either. It just continued to go up from there. So that's what we're seeing right now, folks. So I hope you understand you can't watch just a video, figure it out. Please, the whole content of this is, if you like an area that you're looking into, do as much research as you can, but please do some fact finding. Make sure you have the accurate information, not just watching videos from guys on YouTube that just come back and, you know, every year is another crash just to suck you in for those views. Please, if you're looking to buy a house in 2025, you're going to spend probably $300,000 or more. Do your research. If you were going to invest $300,000, but you'd seek out an investment counselor to really help you out. So maybe this time, that's what you should do this time. So who should you reach out to? I'd love to help you. Okay. My name is Dan Frio. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I work at ServBank, which is the 10th largest mortgage servicer in the whole country. And we're also a huge mortgage broker. How do you get a hold of me and figure out what I do? Well, just go to therateupdate.com. That's our website right through here. Here's what we do. If you want to put in your application so I can review it, get back with you with some options, well, hit the apply now button. What we really like you to do is we want you to vet us, call us, talk with us, tell us what you're looking for. There's going to be me, Alan, or David. It's going to be answering the phone and doing consultations. We all have over 20 years experience. We can put you into the right program. Plus, like I said, we work at ServBank. Plus, we're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers, working with over 40 different lenders. But think about it. One application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loans to over 40 different places to help make sure you're in the right program and got the best rates in the market. So that's our pitch. I would suggest that you put on a schedule a consultation with us so you can click right through there or call us. You can call us as well. Just scroll down to the bottom of the website and there's our information right through there. It's 844-775-5626. My apologies. Or you can reach me at dan@therateupdate.com. And folks, it will be me answering these emails. And if you put in your phone number, most likely I'm even going to call you. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Don't forget to do your research if you're looking to buy in 2025. Make sure you reach out to us for assistance. Thanks. God bless.